Welcome back to the show. Todd Zwillikin for John Hockenberry, and some news from Audi, which belongs to Volkswagen. Audi says the deceptive software used to cheat on emissions tests at Volkswagen was used in 2.1 million of its cars. The company has suspended its brand managers for Volkswagen, Porsche, and Audi, and today German prosecutors announced that they are opening an investigation into former CEO Martin Winterkorn on his involvement in the deceptive diesel engines. It's a lot for Volkswagen's new CEO, Matthias Müller, to deal with as his company faces a diminished brand name and the possibility of billions of dollars in government fines. Our next guest says it's going to take unique leadership to overcome this mess at VW. Bob Lutz is former General Motors vice chairman and former president at Chrysler. Welcome to The Takeaway.
Good to be with you.
It's good to have you. Bob Lutz, I wouldn't suggest that you would have okayed something like VW okayed with its pollution cheating software. But you can imagine being in this position, having been at the head of a big car company with a major crisis on its hands. What do you do?
Well, first of all, there are different kinds of crises. Toyota unintended acceleration, Ford Firestone tire problems, General Motors ignition switches. These were all, you could call them industrial mistakes. Somebody made a mistake. Somebody created a bad part, which resulted in loss of life, tragically. These are errors of omission, and you could say, well, there was a lack of proper oversight, but there was no willful misconduct on the part of senior management. What makes this one different and very intractable is the fact that it was a willful, unlawful act on the part of somebody, and we don't know how high that goes. The other part that's different about this Volkswagen crisis is the others were all solvable. The problem with the Volkswagen diesel emission scandal is there's no way to fix it.
Well, there is a difference, surely, in the omission versus the commission, as you say, but also in the GM scandal, $900 million to settle a criminal charge that executives knew about the ignition switches and said nothing. Similar issue at Toyota. So there are some similarities here in that the top of the company seems to have known about the problem, even if it was one of their own making, but never said anything.
Look, we can argue this one all day, but I will tell you, nobody I knew at General Motors at a senior level knew about that problem. If they had known, they would have acted. Morality aside, what makes this case interesting is that there is, as far as anybody knows, no easy technical solution to getting it fixed. That's what makes it so hard to deal with.
And so now questions, of course, swirl about who knew what, when, who ordered it, and when. Criminal charges are almost certainly coming for people in the company. It's impossible to know for whom at this point. Help us be inside the boardroom of a company like VW right now. What's it like and what do you do? What's next?
Well, they've already done a lot of things that are correct. You know, in crisis management, the first rule is once you find out, and this is the opposite of what Hillary Clinton does, by the way, but once there's a problem, you put it all out on the table at once. Volkswagen did that because the early reporting was 500,000 cars in the U.S., and then Volkswagen said, oh, we looked into this, and it's a total of 11 million cars worldwide. So they did that correctly. The other thing they did correctly, although probably unfairly for the individual, the board asked the chairman, Martin Winterkorn, to resign. And he willingly resigned and said, I do this despite the fact that I had no knowledge of this and that I am personally shocked anyone in this company would have such a lapse of basic morality and ethics. That is always a good thing to do because it demonstrates that the board is taking this absolutely seriously and that the top people have to pay the penalty. So I think that's what the company is doing, and that's all good. And yes, there will be criminal fines, probably in the States and in Germany, but that's not the bad part. The bad part is they can't sell diesel cars right now. And unlike Firestone tires or ignition switches, there's no part that you can swap out to make these cars work right.
Is there ever a point as a senior executive, you can speak for yourself, where you might say, at this point, it's just not worth saving? You can't sell cars right now. Nobody's ever going to trust us. Maybe tank the brand and move on. Does that enter anybody's mind, or is it worth saving?
Well, first of all, Volkswagen has multiple brands, most of which don't have the problem. The problem is concentrated on Volkswagen. Let's say they get a $10 billion fine in the United States. The maximum fine is, I think, $13 or $14 billion. Because they can't fix the cars, the only thing they can do is select the engine management program that actually passed the test. The problem is that engine management program is legal, but the car doesn't drive well with it, and it accelerates poorly, has poor drivability, and has lousy fuel consumption, which means that all of the owners in the United States, 500,000 of them, launch class action suits. And if you Google Volkswagen lawsuits, you can't even scroll through all of the lawyers that are offering their services.
Already?
So, oh, yeah. So these guys, these are circling like vultures over a warm carcass. These people say, this isn't the car we bought. This thing has lousy fuel economy, drives lousy, et cetera, et cetera. It may be clean, but I don't care about that. I liked it the way it was before. Let's say there's a $5 or $6 billion settlement there. And then they have to fix all of the cars in Europe, which is, at some point, you're up to the $30 and $40 billion that this costs.
Right. I mean,
there's no way that any company can absorb that. So,
and that's part of the question. I mean, VW has Audi and Bentley, Bugatti, Lamborghini, Porsche. All those things are fine. But the Volkswagen brand, as you mentioned, all of what you're saying, Mr. Lutz, suggests that they may have to scrap it.
Scrapping the Volkswagen brand isn't going to help the corporate cash situation. You can't just walk away from the liability by scrapping the brand. Problem that would worry me the most if I were CEO of Volkswagen right now. There is no known fix that works, and the whole thing is going to cost more money than any corporation has. The only way out at some point is to go to the German government, plead financial hardship, and Germany isn't about to drop Volkswagen. It's crown industrial jewel of Germany. It drives a big part of the economy. So I don't think the German government would ever let Volkswagen go bankrupt. My guess is there'll be some sort of solution in Europe where they say, well, okay, you have to pay the fine, but you don't have to fix these cars. You know, we'll grandfather them for another 5 years.
The United States has some experience in bailing out a major car maker, and maybe that experience is coming to Germany too. A crisis of its own making, and right now, no way out except maybe a bailout, says Bob Lutz, former General Motors vice chairman and former president of Chrysler. Bob Lutz, thanks so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.